Micah. Chapter 6. Hear you now what the Lord says, arise, contend before the mountains, and let the hills hear your voice. Hear you, O mountains, the Lord's controversy, and you strong foundations of the earth, for the Lord has a controversy with his people, and he will contend with Israel. O my people, what have I done unto you? And what have I wearied you? Testify against me. For I brought you up out of the land of Egypt, and redeemed you out of the house of bondage, and I sent before you Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. O my people, remember now what Balak king of Moab devised, and what Balaam the son of Beor answered him, from Shittim unto Gilgal, that you may know the righteousness of the Lord. With what shall I come before the Lord, and bow myself before the high God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, or with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has showed you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God? The Lord's voice cries unto the city, and wisdom shall see your name. Hear the rod, and who has appointed it? Are there yet the treasures of wickedness in the house of the wicked, and the short measure that is abominable? Shall I count those pure with the wicked balances, and with the bag of deceitful weights? For her rich men are full of violence, and her inhabitants have spoken lies, and their tongue is deceitful in their mouth. Therefore also will I make you sick in striking you, in making you desolate because of your sins. You shall eat, but not be satisfied, and hunger shall be in your midst, and you shall carry away, but shall not save, and that which you save will I give up to the sword. You shall sow, but you shall not reap, you shall tread the olives, but you shall not anoint yourself with oil, and make sweet wine, but shall not drink wine. For the statutes of Omri are kept, and all the works of the house of Ahab, and you walk in their counsels, that I should make you a desolation, and your inhabitants a hissing, therefore you shall bear the reproach of my people.